Blog Talk Radio.
Keisha and Temple Spencer. God bless you. Good morning, Pastor Cal. Good morning to the motherboard. Good morning to the intercessors. Good morning to the youth. Good morning to the ADM family. Praise God. Another day soon. And oh, I'm so glad about it. Hallelujah. I thank God for another day that He has allowed us to come forward. Praise God. Aren't you happy about that? Hallelujah. Our daddy, our father, praise God, saw fit to allow us to be in the land of the living one more time. And as we look around, nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Praise God. All glory be to our God, our Father who is in heaven. Oh, bless His holy name. Lord, we thank You for Jesus. We thank You for this new day. We thank You for this new journey. Praise God. And Lord, as we meditate on Your goodness, grace, Your mercy on this morning, have Your way. Have Your way. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, USA, Australia. Good morning to our local partners, North Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and to the Caribbean island chain. Good morning to you. And good morning to you, Atlanta. Praise God for you this morning. We thank God that you rose this morning and that you didn't have any doubt that the Lord God would bring you out another day's journey. Praise God. We thank God for you, you and you. Amen. Hallelujah. God is a good God today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Oh, praise His holy name. We thank God on today. We thank God on today. Good morning, Mother Jackson.
Yes. Thank you, Lord, just for another day. Father God, first I'd like to give the honor to God, who's the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, and Sister Temple, and everyone in ADM Ministry. Lord, my Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to You ominous. We know how this morning, God. We come just thanking You for another day, another day's journey, God. Out of the most shape. Oh, God, we glorify Your name on this day, God. We realize, God, You didn't have to wake us up this morning, but You did. We began to blow breath in our nostrils, God. Oh, God, and then we began to rise and look around. Our activity was just fine in our body, and we began to just say thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Then we began to walk around in our home. Everything was just fine. God, we thank You for Your safety, God, that kept us safe all last night until this point of time, God. We thank You this morning, God, because when we laid down, our mind was on You. And when You rise us up this morning, our mind was still stayed on You. So we say thank You, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift every ministry up once again to You, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that You continue to strengthen them, God. Continue to be traveling mercy for them up and down the highways and the byways, God. Continue to keep them shielded and protected in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them continue to hang up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. We know these are perilous days, God. And Your people really need to know the truth about Jesus Christ. Your people need to know the truth about that You are on Your way back. Your people need to know it's time to get their houses in order, God. Your people need to know it's time to forgive those that hurt them, those that betrayed them. Oh, God, create in them a clean heart and renew the right me within them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we cry out, God. Oh, the Moshe, oh, the nation, God, oh, the Moshe, God. Oh, give God your life. It's time for salvation. He go to Moshe. He's the one that can keep you out of the Moshe, lead you and guide you into our truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up our journey and grandkids to you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to save them at a young age, to fill them with your Holy Ghost, out of the Moshe, that they can take a stand, out of the Moshe, that they can have a fight, equitable in their spirit against the world, out of my side, is the enemy against them. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Shield them and protect them, God, as they go to school. Get them there safely and back safely in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God, that you have filled us and saved us with your Holy Ghost, God, that we can reach out to the Moshe, someone that don't have love in them. Oh, God, that's built up with hatred, God, the Moshe, but we know your love can overcome hatred. You go to Moshe in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, God, the blood of Jesus over unclean bodies, God, almost shot, God, that try to come against us, God. Because we realize your word say no word, no word come against us, your prosper. Oh, Moshe, God, thank you this morning. Just in every word that comes against us shall be condemned. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Lift up the unfortunate, equitable ones, God. We pray, God, that you meet their needs, equitable, God. Keep food on their tables, just over their heads and clothes on their backs. In the name of out this morning, mercy, God, about Shatta. Have mercy upon our peoples everywhere. Haroboshe, God. We thank you, God, because you're still healing. We thank you, God, because you're still working miracles in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us just open our eyes and just let us look around, God. Even at the trees, Haroboshe, God. And the birds, God, about Shatta, Haroboshe, God. Oh, God, let us just go to Boshe. Of the wind against blowing against our face, how the Boshe, and let us know, huh? That's how you are. Because Boshe, we fear you, we might not see you, but we know you're real, little Boshe, God. We recall about shining out of the Boshe, God. We thank you this morning, God. We glorify your name, God. Oh, God, we ask that you go walking into the hospital, God, down the aisles, God, little Boshe, your presence, God. Your virgin, God. We thank you for healing this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Even the people that were through the storms, God, let them realize, God, the interior flame might be destroyed. Oh, God. Oh, God, on the inside. He kind of in your soul, he called about shot. Jesus still lives, Haroboshe. He will supply your every need. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift, yet and still lift up our husbands and our wives upon you, God. He called Haroboshe, the marriage, Haroboshe, that's been ordained by you, God. We pray, God, Haroboshe, God, that you continue to shield it. Haroboshe, God, put your fist, Haroboshe, around them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them come, Haroboshe, together and to pray, Haroboshe. When the enemy try to come in, God, he kind of, Haroboshe, can't come, Haroboshe, because the blood of Jesus, Haroboshe, is around it. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us be good fighters, God, Haroboshe. When the enemy comes, Haroboshe, he can't come in, Haroboshe. The blood of Jesus is against them this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you be a mind regulator for us, God. Oh, God, be a mind regulator, God. Let us keep our mind stayed on Jesus. You said you would give us perfect peace if we kept our mind stayed on you. So we thank you for the peace of mind this morning. In the name of Jesus, no matter what goes on, God, thank you for your peace of mind, Haroboshe, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We give you the glory, God, Haroboshe, God. Continue to lead and guide us, Haroboshe, God. We lift up every saint that is, Haroboshe, God. The one that's constantly pushing, go to Boshe, God. The one that's hungry and thirsty for your word, God. You said they will be filled, if they thirst and hungry for your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. The one that has that zeal, God. That want to run on the Boshe and see what the end's going to be. Is the end be victory, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us know today, God. We don't have to wait for the results. We can begin to praise God for it right now. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your love and kindness that was drawn up, God. So we can go out into the world and tell the people that's been bound to you. You don't have to be bound. We have a God that will loose every single of our shot, every stronghold in your life. The blood of Jesus can break it. If you want to live right, the blood of Jesus will let you live right. If you want to love right, it'll make you love right. He called up our side. If you want to talk right like Jesus, he called up our shape. He'll listen to my side. How you will talk right. He comes to the Moshe. Come to Jesus as if you are. He comes to the Moshe. He's the only one that can change you. He called up our side. Don't wait and say, I can't go to Moshe to the church. I don't know Moshe. No, no, no. I don't know Moshe. Jesus is the one that can change you. You can't change yourself. He comes to the Moshe. He kind of little if you get hate in your heart, he got all my sight. As God is able come in your heart, give you for your sins, hold up, O'Shea. Come in your heart to forgive the one that you hurt, hold up, O'Shea. Of the one that hurted you, hold up, O'Shea. Pray for that person also, hold up, O'Shea. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry out for you this morning, God. Hold up, O'Shea. Thank you for tearing down every stronghold in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Let us begin to walk around in our home. Begin to call on the name of Jesus and watch him move for you. Just call on his name. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for amazing grace this morning also in the mighty name of God. Oh, God, we thank you and we give you all the glory this morning, God. We magnify your name, little Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you for our atmosphere this morning, little Moshe, that you are in the midst, God. We thank you, God, that you come and sat with us, God. You come to come and say to God, little Moshe, with us, God. You come to give us peace and abundance of life, God. So we thank you this morning, God. God, oh, God, bless your people everywhere, God. Everyone that's tuned in from the south, east, north, and west, God. Let them be blessed this morning, God. Let them be encouraged this morning. Let them know that God is with them. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And no matter what you die, he's there even in your midst, God. Oh, Moshe, just call on him. He'll come to clean you up, God. Oh, Moshe, he is the cleaner. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask this morning in the name of the Father, equitable Shandaraboshe, and the Son and the Holy Ghost this morning. We pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Back over to Pastor Smith. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we press in. We press into you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for that beautiful prayer, for that anointed prayer. We thank you this morning, Lord God. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Father God, we can't thank you enough. Oh, bless your holy name. Yeah, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, shake us right now. Shake us right now, Lord God. Everything, Lord God, that don't need to be in us, oh God. Shake it all out right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Shake it, Lord God. Shake it. We need a shaking. In the name of Jesus. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God. Shake it all out right now. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Move everything, Lord God, that's unlike you, oh God. Move it out, Lord God. Shake us right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come in the midst right now. Holy Spirit, come in the midst right now. You have full control. You have full access. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you move right now. On us, your people, move right now. Only you can do it. In the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. We need your help, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. We need your guidance, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We need your direction, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We need you, Lord God. We need you now, Lord God. More than ever, oh God. God, we know your coming is near. Father God, help us prepare. Help us prepare. Help us prepare. Help us prepare, Lord God. And help us to pull others, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. God, have your way on today. In us, your people, Lord God. Shake us, oh God. We need shaking, oh God. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of our heads. Hallelujah. To the soul of our very feet. Shake us, Lord God. Shake us, Lord God. Holy Spirit, move in us now in the name of Jesus. Fill every void. Quicken every heart. Move on us in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Only you can do it. And we say thank you, Lord. And we say yes to your will, Lord God. We say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We say yes, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, that you're here, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're attending us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you hear us. We thank you, Lord God, that you allow us to bow before your throne. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Nobody, Lord God, can do us, oh God, like you can do us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, to bless us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, with every favor, with every miracle, every sign and wonder, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for miraculous healings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, for your direction, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your leadership, oh God. For your wisdom and knowledge, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. For your word, oh God. For your word is a lamp, oh God, unto our feet, Lord God. And we say thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord, we can't thank you enough. We can't thank you enough, glory to the Son. Oh God, you deserve all the praise, all the honor, oh God, all the glory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, what shall we render? What shall we render unto you? But the praises, oh God. But the praises, oh God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God. Every good gift, every perfect gift that coming from above, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. On today, Lord God. This is the day. This is the day, Lord God, that you have made. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And we thank God for being in it, Lord God, on today, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way right now in every last one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, just go around the globe, oh God. Stir us up, Lord God. Shake us again, Lord God. Anoint us again, Lord God. Glory, hallelujah. Have your way, Lord, in us. Have your way, Lord, in us. God, you have access. You have access in our lives on today, Lord God. Oh, nobody but you, Lord God. Nobody but you, Lord God. And we give you praise. We give you honor. Yes, give me that glory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, praise your holy name. God, we thank you. You be praised. All majesty and all honor. Awesome God. Our Father. God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Glory. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Have your way. Today. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you.
God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. God bless your mother. Oh, such a beautiful anointed prayer to usher in the presence of the Lord. And we thank God. Oh, bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. God, we feel your love. We feel your arms around us, Lord God. Keep us, Lord God, in the center of your will. Keep us, Lord God, here under your mighty wings.
Yes, Lord.
Keep us, Lord God, as we need to be kept. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
For yes, loving kindness has drawn us, Lord. And because you are love, we love you, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. Hallelujah. We can't worship you enough, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, you deserve it all. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, take us to that. God, take us to that still quiet corner, Father God.
Lord
God, where you can love on us.
Lord.
Where you can hug on us, Lord. Where you can keep us, oh God. In your safety, oh God. In
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. We say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for everything. In all things, Lord God. The little bitty thing. The in-between thing. Those great big things. Father God, we thank you. For just thinking about us. Oh, glory be to your name. You didn't have to, oh God. But you saw fit, Father. To breathe the breath of life just one more time, Holy Spirit, and we say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord, for the day being as well as it is. We say thank you, Lord. So have your way. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Have your way today, Lord God. Today, Lord God, have your way, Lord God, that we'll receive from you what you have for us, Lord God, and we receive it, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We say thank you, Lord, and we say yes, Holy Spirit. We say yes. Oh, bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Praise your name. Glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. For the day.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Don't you love being right there in that special place with the Lord, loving on you, with his arms around you? Praise God, your arms of safety in the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, because you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you on today. Oh, bless his holy name. Bless his holy name on today.
Amen.
And again, we say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. And we say, yes, Lord. Oh, praise his holy name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, I have a few nuggets this morning.
Amen.
Praise God. And I want to talk a little bit about a few nuggets about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And I want to go to Jude 1:24-25. Jude, the book of Jude, first chapter, 24-25.
Yeah.
And it reads as such. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Verse 25. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. And you
Amen.
Know, it says him. It's talking about Jesus Christ. Praise God.
Amen.
Because of his sacrifice, a voluntary act is a sacrifice. Praise God. To give up something, praise God, that you hold near and dear. Amen. Praise God. And who could we give as a sacrifice but nobody but Jesus as an example? Because he gave his life for all of us. Praise God. His very life he gave it up. Praise God. And took on the sins of the world. Every one of our sins, he took them on. He sacrificed himself. Praise God. Amen. Think about it. For you and me. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So, a sacrifice is to give up a possession. Amen. And Jesus did it when he went to the cross. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
In the Greek, is thuyo. Amen. To offer. Amen. To offer a sacrifice. Amen. He has the power. Amen. He has the power. Amen. 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 He has the power to allow us, amen, praise God, amen, to depart from sin, amen.
Amen.
And in the Greek is apostasia, amen, means to leave or depart. But he has the power to, amen, take us away from sinning, to turning away. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And to keep you from falling. Amen. And that word falling. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Is also in the Greek. Amen. Apostasia. Amen. So God does not want us to fall away into sin. Praise God. Amen. That's why Jesus paid the price on Calvary's cross. Amen. Praise God. Over 2,000 years ago. Amen. Praise God. And it says to present us faultless. Amen. Well, faultless is free from error. In the Greek, amen. In the Greek is amatemas. Amen. Which means unerring, means that you don't sin, you don't err, you don't make any mistakes, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And then the present, at the particular place, amen, before, amen, the Lord God, amen. And present particular place show up at a pre-arranged place. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, heaven definitely is prearranged. But guess what? Hell is prearranged also. Praise
Amen.
God. So we have to keep our mindset, praise God, on the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven bound. Amen. That's why we talk about so much of being in alignment and being in position. Praise God. Amen. To get your house in order. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we're not talking about the house that you live in, the four walls. We're talking about you, the individual. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And it says with exceeding joy. So that exceeding is very great. Amen. Praise God. And then it talks about the glory. And it's honor won by notable achievements. Jesus gave his life on the cross for us. Amen. And in the Greek, that word is kabod. Amen. Praise God. Which means honor and majesty. Amen. And how about majesty? Praise God. Talking about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It's the dignity or the beauty impressed. Amen. In stateliness. Praise God. And in the Greek, it's Megalosu. Amen. Megalosune, which means greatness. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Which Jesus has. He has the greatness of the Father because of his sacrificial act. Amen. Praise God. And we got one more. Dominion. Jesus has dominion. Amen. And that's sovereignty and control. Praise God. Don't you love serving a God like that? Amen. Greater man than this. Amen. A greater friend than this, that he lay down his life for a friend. No greater love. Amen. No greater sacrifice. Amen. Than what Jesus did for us. And is still yet relevant today. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. We thank God for his sacrifice. We thank God for his grace. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God, amen, for his favor. We thank God for his undying love towards us. Praise God on today. Amen.
Amen.
Don't you just love him? Don't you just love him? Amen.
Yes.
Praise
Amen.
God. Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He's the one. He's the one that paid it all for us because he loved
Amen.
Us so. The Savior
Amen.
Of the world. Aren't you glad about it? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you
Amen.
Glad about it? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you, I hope that you got a little something out of those few nuggets on today. Amen. But most of all, praise God, I hope that you got something from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
On today. For
yeah.
God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Oh,
yes,
bless his holy name.
Yes.
Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Because God, amen, will take care of you. You
yes, he will.
And you. Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Because of his love for us. Praise God. Praise God. On the cross. On the cross, he paid it all. Praise
yes,
God. God
Lord,
bless you on today. Amen. God bless
amen.
You on today. Amen.
Yes.
because God is a good God, and he's our Father, amen, who is in heaven. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen.
Yes.
So as you go about your way today, amen, giving God the praise, meditate on the goodness of the Lord. Praise
amen.
God. Meditate on the good things that God do for you each and every day. Praise
amen.
God. Because of his sacrifice. Amen.
Yes.
Because of his love towards you. Amen. Praise God. And go out and share that love today with somebody. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
amen.
God. Tell them of the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. He'll bless you. Oh, yes, he will. And he'll bless the one that you shared the word with. Amen. Praise God. And we hope and say and pray on today that somebody will say something, amen, to somebody, some man, woman, or child, that they'll ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Amen. And
amen.
You can lead them to Jesus Christ, our Lord
amen.
And our Savior on today. Praise his
amen.
Holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've enjoyed you this morning. I've enjoyed the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I tell you, wouldn't take nothing for it. Amen. Nothing. Nothing. Praise God. So remember, don't let nobody turn you around. And with that,
amen.
We're going to turn a portion of the service over to our pastor, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless all of you. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. 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 God bless our listeners. I just want to take a minute to just thank God for all you. Just been faithful, especially our listeners around the world. You know, I thank God for you. Australia, France, Norway. Norway, I just thank God for you. You've just been faithful with us for a very long time. And I just thank God for you allowing us to be your international church and international pastor. So I thank God for you as well. United Kingdom, God bless you. You've been with us almost from the beginning. So I just want to take a little minute and send a shout out to you all. I know Pastor Smith already have, but I'd like to just thank you guys because it's a blessing to see that you trust, you know, us as your church and as your leaders. And right here in the United States, I'd just like to thank God for Massachusetts. I thank God for you all, California, Nevada, Pennsylvania, New York, Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, my God, and here, right here in Georgia, and also New York. We just thank God for you all, and I just bless you all. It's an awesome thing what you all sharing this morning, Pastor Smith. And also it just lines right up what Pastor Prophetess Pastel was sharing on yesterday. I just want to drop this in you, but I'm not going to go too far into it because we're going to really dig into it on Sunday. Amen. I'm really going to dig into it on this coming Sunday. So those that is listening, if you're not doing anything, I want you to begin to come on out, be a part. Let's go into other areas within the Lord because God is doing a awesome and also he's doing a blessing thing. He's doing a blessed thing. Amen. And I like what Pastor Smith was saying about the Holy Ghost, you know, leading individual into Christ, leading the individual into Christ. But a lot of us, God want to go to a step further with us. He want to go a step further with us. He want to take us into an area where we are born again. He want to take us into an area to where we are born again. Amen. And I know some of you probably like, you know, I've been trying to figure out this born again thing for a long time, and I've been trying to figure it out. I hear people say be born again because it's very important for us to have our mindset and really get into that area of being born again because a confession, you got to understand something. When we receive the Lord as our personal Savior, that has become a confession. We confess confess out of our mouth and we confess that he is Lord in our life. That is not born again. Amen. That is not born again. A confession will give you the opportunity to work or to do things as a servant. In other words, you can operate in the principles. You can do different things, and also God can give you a reward. You can get your blessing. A confession doesn't bring you into your destiny or your purpose. You hear me? So a confession doesn't bring you into that. A confession brings you into a place where you could come into a place to where you could try, you could begin a relationship. Because you don't confess, but are you in depth into it? God want to bring us into a place for where we are sons and daughters. And how we can be sons and daughters, my God, is to be born again, to be born. It's just like this. It's just like kids in the neighborhood. And I know many of you listening this morning, you probably understand what I'm finna go at. You have kids in the neighborhood. Some of you have your biological kids. In other words, the kids that you take care of. Then you got some kids in the neighborhood that have come over to have fun with your biological kids, but also they call you mama, and they call you dada, and they look at you also as parents. And a lot of times you get parents that raised up these kids or bring these kids up and they grew up. But the difference is two of the biological kids, they stay home. The other ones, even though they call you mother and father, they go to their place of, they go to their own personal home where their biological mother and father act. Guess what? The two kids that is in your house, they're going to get the full benefit. They're going to get the full benefit, and they're going to get the full benefit of being a son or being a daughter with you. The kids that comes over, even though you accept them like they're your child, they don't get a full benefit. You can only go a certain limit with them. You can only go a certain place with them. Why? Because they are a child to someone else. They belong to someone else. Amen. See, when we be born and come as sons and daughters with God, we get the full benefit. We get the full benefit. Other than we being an individual that we are claiming to be a son and claiming to be a daughter, to where we are not getting the full benefit. Now, when you're a son and daughter, your sacrifice that you made, as Pastor Smith was saying, sharing, now you're going to begin to see the benefit of your sacrifice. You're going to be seeing the benefit or different things. So what God is saying, the saints of God, we don't only want to have a confession, but we want to get into a place where we sold out. Amen. We want to get into a place where we are sold out. Amen. And it's good, and it's awesome when you get to that place where you sold out, because now you move beyond a confession. Amen. You beyond the first stage of belief. You move beyond the first stage of receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I don't know about you this morning, but I want the full benefits. I want the covenant blessing. I want the blessing as a son and as a daughter. I want to see the residual of God in my life. I'm tired. I don't know about you, but I thank God for these little nuggets here and there. I thank God for this run here and there. But I don't want to get paid as a servant. See, a servant get paid, or a servant get blessed according to the job that he or she do. Amen? According to the job. And that's like some of us right now. We begin to see blessings of the Lord in our life when we don't sold into somebody else's life, where we don't deal with different things. Them are principles. That's how servants get blessed, through the principles. Amen. But a child of God, they get blessed because you're a child. You my child, baby. You have ownership of the inheritance that I have. You have ownership of different things that I have. You don't get blessed like a servant because you're not a servant. You are a child of the Most High God. So I pray this
this morning.
Amen.
My God, I feel this thing. I pray this morning that you begin to position yourself as sons and daughters. I just don't want a little paycheck here and a little paycheck there. That is my father. That is my mother. If they have it, I have it. If they're blessed, I'm blessed. If they got fortune, I got fortune. And now I need to position myself as a son and as a daughter, not somebody just did an open confession, because you can do an open confession, my God Almighty, but yet you still are not a son and a daughter. A son and a daughter, they walk with accountability. You hear me? They walk with accountability. You can't get some kids to do certain things because they'll say, listen, my mom ain't going to like that. My dad ain't going to like that. I'm going to end up getting in trouble, so I ain't going to mess with that. I'm going to end up getting in trouble because they got a fear for the father. They got a fear of the y'all hear me? And now they're sure they tell, but they know how to come back to the mother and just say, Mama, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I'm sorry. I know I did wrong. I know I did wrong. But they just did. They did an open confession to who? To the father and to the mother. Other words, they repented of their wrongdoing. And guess what? They don't be an outcast. They still come back in and still be sons and daughters. Y'all hear me? My God. They still be sons and daughters. Why? Because they've been born, my God, of the father. They've been born of the mother. They just didn't come from kids like a neighborhood kids across the street and say, that's my mama, that's my father too. No, you've been born of the father. You've been born, my God, y'all hear me? The world calls your father and mother and just be children across the street. But the son of God, the children of God, the one is baptized, believer, been born again. You are actually the son and daughter of God. And I pray that you be in Christ this morning to begin to settle yourself out and begin to take your inheritance that God has for you. It's not for you to walk around broke. It's not for you to walk around sick. It's not for you to walk around worried. Why? Because your father is rich. Because your father is here. It's in the house. And if it's in the house, it's due to you as well. You don't have to ask anything to be a daughter. It's the father's job to make sure the child is okay. It's the parent's job to make sure you eat it, to make sure you have, to make sure you got cold, to make sure if you sick, I got to make sure you're okay, baby. If I got to go in a medicine closet to pull some medicine to make sure you get well, it's because, my God, I feel this thing. I'm getting ready to get off. I don't want to give too much. My God, see, when you become a daughter and a child of God and you become sold out, it becomes the heaven's responsibility to make sure you're taken care of. Y'all hear me? My God, my wait, watch this. When you just walk into a confession as a servant, my God, it becomes your responsibility to do things so you can stay blessed. Y'all hear me? My God. But when you become a child or a daughter or a son, it becomes the heaven's responsibility to make you to make sure you are taken care. That's why the Lord telling some of you this morning, the battle is not yours, it's mine, because you are my daughter. You are my God. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am Jehovah Nissi. I am Jehovah El Shaddai. I am your provider, and I am your healer. Because why? I am your father, and I am your mother. I'm a father to the fatherless, and I'm a mother to the motherless. My God Almighty. Say, so God, I challenge you this morning. I challenge you. I challenge each and every one of you, even a lot of you on this phone line right now, and listen all over the world. You don't confess. You don't made the Lord as your personal Savior. But I want you to go a step further. It's time to step into that realm where you sold out. It's time to step into that realm where you're born again. I want to share this with you. I want to share this with you. I'm going to go because I'm going to get deep into this on Sunday. I want to share this with you. When you're a child, when you're a kid, you come, you don't come with self-conscious. Your self-conscious be developed throughout the years, through the parents and through the mothers. You're not self-conscious to danger. Danger is taught to you, amen? Then as you grow up, you realize danger through trial and through error because certain things don't hurt you. But you are very self-conscious to danger. You are very self-conscious to different things that is around you. It be taught to you. That's why, saints of God, my God, when you are born again to the Father, you become self-conscious to the things of the Father. You don't be self-conscious to the things of the world. That's why the Bible says, be ye of the world, but not of the world. Be ye, you live in the world, but you're not of the world. In other words, I'm not self-conscious to the things of the world. I'm conscious to the things of my Father, because in my mother's house, there are many mansions. I'm self-conscious that he's the provider. I'm self-conscious. And watch this, saints of God. Watch this. When you become self-conscious of the things of the Lord, you don't need no one to come lay hands on you to deliver you. Why?
Amen.
Because you begin to get away from the things that your father or your parents have a dislike of. Why? Because you want to make sure that your father or your parents are happy with you, happy with your life. They please what you become. They please with you because they don't raise you to be a certain way. I'm telling you, they don't raise you to be a certain individual. They raise you in a great direction. They raise you into a certain direction so you can have the best success in your life. So now the things that they raise you with, you become self-conscious too. Amen. If you never was a person that does heroin or does these type of drugs, your mindset is not self-conscious to that stuff. So that stuff doesn't bother you because you're not a person that have a problem with it. Y'all hear me? You only as an individual have a problem with things that you come self-conscious to. And I challenge you all this morning, you begin to come self-conscious, not to the things of the world. Because when the light show up, when the Father show up, the things of the world are going to be, my God, it's going to stay and evaporate way in a way. But when you become self-conscious of the Spirit, be so self-conscious of the devil. Be so self-conscious that angels of the Lord is in my house. The Holy Ghost is in my house. The presence of the Lord is in my house. Why? Because I can feel my father. I can feel my mother. I'm self-conscious to the things of the Spirit, my God. And I'm not self-conscious to the things of not of God.
Amen.
Let's be sons and daughters. Let's begin to position ourselves. God bless each and every one of you. I want to challenge you all. Let's move from a place of confession and let's step into a place of relation. Let's not allow our confession take on or identify our relation. Let's let our relation, my God Almighty, let's make sure we become sold out that we can receive the inheritance that God has for us as sons and daughters, not as servants. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless each and every one of you.
God bless you,
Pastor. Amen. Woo. Mouthful said, praise God, from the prophet. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, let's each and every one of us examine ourselves and take on what we need to take on that the Lord will bless us. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Don't forget.
Amen.
Don't forget. Praise God. Tomorrow morning, Wednesday, at 7 a.m., praise God. Then at 7 p.m., our own Mother Helen will come, praise God, and do a drive-by or a sit-down. Amen. Get ready. Get ready. Amen. Until tomorrow, God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. God loves you, and so do I.